That's what it means to put the body under. That's what it means. Job says something. He's talking about putting the body under. Listen, the flesh sometimes wants to do what is not legitimate. People will do what is illegitimate, but deny the flesh what is legitimate. Are you getting what I'm saying? Eating breakfast is not a sin. But following a woman that's not your wife is iniquity. That's what it is. That's what it is. It is not about, you know, we are fasting at our church and your girlfriend is calling you. You are a madman. The man is not eating, but he's taking calls from an adulterous woman. And he thinks he's fasting. No, you're not fasting. You're walking in sin. You're not fasting. What is putting the flesh under? Oh, girl, come here. I have made a covenant with my eyes, Job said. Therefore, I will not look at another woman. Leave me alone. Sometimes you tell one woman, come here. I want to see you. You want to see me? Yes. Where? In my office. She's feeling very happy. You know she's a temptress. You know what they call temptress? When she enters, says, sit down. Plan with somebody to be near the door so that you'll be witness everything. Say, I have noticed the shape of your skirt and the length thereof. How short they are, anytime I'm coming to this office. In Jesus' name, God punish you. The girl will go jump. Okay, what's happening? I'm just telling you. After that, she go redeploy to another department. I'm saying, you know, people don't know how to do this spiritual warfare. You'll be doing prophet in the corner. They want to steal money, they bring it to you. When you are doing it's not good, though, it's not good, though. That's when they stay there. Don't do it's not good. You say it's very good. All of you wait, I'm coming. It's very good, though. How much? 7.8 million. All right, very fine. We are all going to do what? Share it. It's not stolen money. No problem. All of you stay here. They're looking at you. Say, my pastor said the soul that sinned it shall die. They will quickly say you're a madman. When I was in my NYC that time, that was when I learned the trick. You know, when you want to argue with people that, because I served in the Nigerian Army, and we had a clinic then, you know, my colleague used to make a lot of money from terminating pregnancies. So when one of them, one day, one man came and told me that he needs to see me. And there's a problem he has with this girl. I said, what is it? Something is missing. They have to find it. So how does that one concern me? Ah, doc, you help me. Terminate a pregnancy. Yes. I looked at him. I said, no, I don't do certain things. Say, why? I said, because if I do, I will die and go to hell. Nobody can negotiate that one with you. Nobody can say, please, doctor, die and go to hell. That's it. That was the end of it, too. Nobody. It's when you are saying, no, it's not good. You have to think about it. You know, what about the child, unborn child? You know, we have to be pro-life in our reasoning. That's when they are discussing with you. Just leave it. Say, I was in church last week. Pastor said that anybody that does this thing will die. In fact, there's a corner of hellfire for those who kill babies. I'm sorry, I can't help you. It's a religion matter. You know what is a religious matter? Every man will leave you alone. That's what it means to keep the body under. That's what I'm trying to explain. When the body wants to go in one direction, say, body, where are you going? Come back here, stay under here. I'm climb on top of you. That's, you keep the body under. When you don't do what the flesh wants to do naturally, that's what's going to keep the body under. People say, I'm keeping my body under. Why? I've not eaten since yesterday. Bros, you are keeping your weight under. Let's be real. Listen, let me say it again before some people say that Pastor Banks doesn't believe in Christian fasting. I do. I'm just saying Christian fasting is not hunger. It's different. It is concentration. What did I call it? Concentration on spiritual things. In which case, even food becomes a distraction. You can't be saying, this morning I want to meditate and pray and declare the word of God. Your wife now knocks. And the food is ready. What is it? They have fried egg. What is that thing? Those round thing. Is it sausage? They put that one there. They did toast, Quaker oats, baked beans. You understand what I'm saying? Before you solve that problem, the Holy Spirit will have departed from you. You understand what I'm saying? You don't feast. That's why Daniel, for 3 weeks, Daniel ate but did not eat any pleasant food. There's no time for feasting. Like I keep on saying, it's not time to go for wedding. Do you know what I'm saying? Hey, I have a drink. No, I'm fasting. You are in the wedding. You are dancing. You cannot refuse to have a drink. People go for wedding, sit down. Sunday day is there playing for them. Sunday Nage is playing. Orukati, you don't wanna. Everybody is dancing. Say, what would you like to eat? Oh, sorry, I'm fasting. You are at a wedding. You are not fasting. Holy Spirit doesn't normally speak over that kind of loud sound. While you are there, please eat a piece of cake. Take a drink. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. The emphasis is on the seclusion. That's what Christianity is about. When our minds are focused, so that kind of morning, your wife doesn't come to disturb you. If it gets to, maybe you start early in the morning, by the time it's 11, 12, I mean, your stomach is beginning to be a distraction to the Holy Spirit. Honey, please, can I have a slice of bread and a small cup of anything? That one, people say, I rebuke the hunger. Hunger is not a sin. It's not temptation to do evil. It's temptation to eat. No need to rebuke. He said, but Jesus did not eat. He was not hungry. Take a slice of bread. Take a little bit of a drink. Just one slice, not two. Use that one to kill the hunger. The hunger will shut up after that. I'm telling you, that's what practical Christianity is. Meanwhile, what are you doing? You have a scripture. Now, you know, remember I said we should press pause? Let me not go back there. What are you doing? You are using the word of God to examine yourself. In your office, you still get angry recklessly. God said, that is why I can't put too much power in your hands. Take a weekend and kill your anger. And how do you kill the anger? God, I will never be angry again. No, you said that one three years ago. Can I remember? January, 3 years ago. That was your New Year resolution. By the second day, you were in police cell because you fought. There's no point deceiving yourself. By flesh, by strength shall no man prevail. So you already know that. So what do? You simply take the scriptures and begin to confess it. Love is patient. Love is kind. I'm a child of God. The love of Christ is shed abroad in my heart. Love is patient. Love is kind. The Bible says that anger lies in the bosom of a fool. In the name of Jesus, it will not lie in my bosom. I receive grace. Look, you don't use determination to serve God. You use yieldedness. Are you getting my point? It's not, no, I've made up my mind. I will not be angry. You're lucky I dedicated myself yesterday against anger. Otherwise, by now, you should have known the kind of person that I am. You're already angry. Are you getting my point? Because the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. By that time, you're already angry. What do we do with our prayer? We settle down, we take the scriptures, and begin to speak against those things. When we're talking about the fight against unbelief, I explained the principle that Andrew Womack said that for a long time, those early days, he used to spend so much time praying because he had to bring down the unbelief inside him. Those are the kind of things we do with fasting as Christians. And we'll take time out aside. It is not that I am not eating, that's not the issue. No, it is that I am eating something else. You understand my point? I am busy eating something else. I'm asking questions. Let me quickly say this to you. There's one advantage we have as Christians, and that's the fact that our God is alive. Somebody give me an amen.
Amen.
Most other religions serve a God that they know is dead. They are aware. Why? Because if you open your mouth and say to them, God spoke to you, they will stone you, that you are a blasphemer. Are you getting what I'm saying? That means they acknowledge that their God is dead. But for us Christians, our God is alive. Jesus said that he's not the God of the dead. When he said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said he's not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. Now, there are two things there. He's a God that is living, and he's a God of the living. That means there's a communication between these two living beings. Are you getting what I'm saying? And really, God reveals things to his children. One of the reasons why he can't is because they are busy here and there. They are overcome by the affairs of this world. That's one of the reasons. And listen, for him, you see, when he wanted to talk to Adam, the Bible says he came in the cool of the evening. I look at that. Let's look at modern day. It's as if when Adam wasn't walking, Adam was supposed to be resting at that time. That was when God would come and talk to him. If you are busy morning, afternoon, and night, God can't talk to you. You are too busy. You won't even know he's saying anything. That's why I believe that God had to make Elijah go all the way to Mount Horeb. Why didn't he talk to him where the Holy Ghost fire just came down? Too many Jezebels around. Too many prophets of Baal that have not yet been fully killed. Too many people that helped him kill the prophets of Baal. Too many Israelites that have been gingered back to their faith. Too many people. So God said, run to Horeb. Let's go and talk there. Where there will be no other distraction. Where you will know the only voice you are hearing, I'm the one talking. Do you get my point? That is what we do. So we take time out, back to what I was saying at the beginning, and we start working not on God. God doesn't change. We work on ourselves. We are the reason why it takes 3 weeks for an angel to do a distance that other angels do in 2 seconds. That's the point I'm making. When we sit down and say, okay, God, all right, so what is up with me? Where's that coming back to you? You've listened to messages. You've been to teachings like this. Your friends have corrected you. You've been to church. Words have been spoken to you. Those will start rising up and correcting you. He started, listen, you make too many excuses. Everybody, you know, I was telling my wife the other day, there are preachers I know, all they ever blame is people. Ministry is not growing. I don't know what's wrong with these people. There's no money. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Maybe if we leave Enugu and go somewhere else, you will see people that have money to give. Do you get what I'm trying to say? They keep on pointing fingers. I hear it all the time. It, as if it is the people. God says, it's enough. Ask yourself, what is wrong with me? That's what you do in the time of fasting. You settle down. Stop deceiving yourself and pointing accusing fingers. You also have a problem. That problem, that's what needs to be solved. And listen, and God will reveal it to you. That's why I was emphasizing the fact that our God is living. Listen, one of the things, I'm sure many of you have experienced it before. You know, something happens. I mean, let me first tell you my own side of it as a preacher. Before I tell you the other side as a hearer. Many times I finish preaching, different people will come to me and say, you were talking to me today. And sometimes, there's a common one which I remember what I said. There are some in which I can't remember saying that. You understand? I finished preaching. Somebody said, you were speaking to me. Hey, what did I say to you? After you finished preaching, I just realized, and you're like, amen, praise God. You're pinching your wife. Say, when did I say that? Why? Because as I was talking, the Holy Spirit was decoding the words to the person, and the fellow was hearing something totally different from what the sound of my voice was like. And that's what we mean when you see somebody hears the voice of God. It doesn't mean all the time you are sleeping, Samuel, 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 Samuel. Sometimes it happens. But most times, there's no Samuel, Samuel. You just come for a meeting like this, and I'm just talking. You think you heard me say something. I told you once, when we first went on radio in this ministry, my wife was having a meeting in church. I was waiting for her outside. While waiting, I put a tape, and I was listening, and Pastor Bodie was preaching something. Till tomorrow, I can't remember what he said. All I heard at the end of the day is, oh boy, time to go on radio. He didn't say anything about radio. He didn't mention anything about radio. But I left that place Sunday. By Monday, I was in the radio station. Say, guys, I need time on radio. I'm telling you, this, don't think I had not tried before. I tried before. The money they billed us, I ran away. No, Paul say, I wanted to come to you, I was hindered. I wanted to preach on radio, I was hindered. How was I hindered? When they gave me the price, I looked at them, as you are going. You won't say anything. Thank you very much, Miles. All right, thank you. And this is your price list, yeah? Okay, I'll get back to you. You know, you're like, how can you ask me to pay that kind of money? But that day, as the message was being preached, all I was hearing was time to get back on radio. For those of you who heard me that time on the Way of Success, that's how it started. Since that day till now, let me give you the testimony again. The first 10 weeks, my family paid the money. Since that day till now, I have never deliberately given one couple towards radio. Since that day till now, the fellow who was our marketer in Cosmo FM, one day he paid for one episode. I came to pay. Ah, he said, no, pastor, please, this particular week, I'll take care of that. He gave me full receipt and reduced 15,000 naira that I will pay that one. Since that day till now, now we are broadcasting on 5 or 6 radio stations side by side. It's never a matter of, sorry, we'll pay you people later, we are busy now. What is it? The day we get reminded, we just push the money to them. Why? Somebody was preaching, and I heard, he didn't say anything like that directly, but I heard it from his words. I've been to meetings before. Bishop Oyedepo was preaching. As he was preaching and preaching, he finished saying something. In fact, no, let me the first one. I listened to one of his messages. That day, by the time he finished preaching, he preached on Rima, the living word of God, and says, not every plan is God's plan. Many times we are making our own plans. Don't ask me how. I just knew my plan that day was not the plan of God. I had planned to leave Lagos at that time, relocate somewhere else when I was doing my residency. Next day, I canceled the plan entirely. I listened to a man preach at night. I wanted to sleep. I just put the tape on. By the time he finished speaking, I said, this one is not the plan of God. There are times somebody is ministering. He's preaching. As he's talking to you, he said, that girl, you can't marry her. And he hasn't said anything about marriage. He finishes preaching. You leave that place. Say, Angela, forget. This relationship has ended. You... The man doesn't say a word though about marriage. I saw some people and they run away from fellowship because as soon as they come in, Holy Spirit say, okay, you don't come, sit down. That thing you are doing, you have to stop. So just say, please, I'm coming. They disappear. I've seen people, they will never come to church because of that. Because the ones that enter, God is saying, that money that you are getting, that money is going to send you to hellfire. You know. So as they are saying, the soul that sinned it shall die. What he hearing is that the soul that collected money shall go to hellfire. That's what he is hearing. He said, honor your parents, you know, that it might be well with you. All he's saying is that if you steal money and give to your parents that you stole, you know, stole money to your parents, you will die. The man didn't say so. The man said what? Honor your parents. The man, you hear? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good man, which is a scriptural quotation. Press down, shaking together. All the person is hearing that stolen money cannot be given. Stolen. That the Holy Spirit won't let him rest. So you know what he stops doing? Coming to church. He stops. Because once he enters, the Holy Spirit won't let him rest. I'm talking about hearing the voice of God. Our God is alive. He speaks to his people. He corrects us. Sometimes you dream and you know that dream is your own. I've told you, there's no witch pursuing your dream. Any prophet telling you that witches are pursuing your dream is lying to you, doesn't know anything. He too needs deliverance. He needs deliverance. That's not supposed to be a joke. I mean it. He too needs deliverance. Listen, witches don't pursue Christians in their dreams. The things that pursue Christians in their dreams are one, ignorance. They are bad behavior. I keep on telling you, if you are owing everybody, you can be sure that witches will pursue your dream. Forget all of these things. And they say, well, pastor, when I want to sleep, they will start pursuing me and say, come, have you paid? You paid what? You have a shop, right? Yes. People give you goods, right? Yes. When you sell, you're supposed to give them their money back. Yes. Have you given them their money? Are you not laying foundation? You use people's money to lay foundation. People say that the devil collapsed their house. It's not the devil, it's God. I don't know why you think it's the devil. People gave you money. He said, see these goods I put in your shop. When you finish selling, you give me my portion, the rest is your own. And you say, thank you. You finished selling since January. Which month are we in now? May. You are sitting in April. You are sitting in person next month. Let me tell you the truth. Your deliverance is next month. Your breakthrough is next month. Those witches are on your neck till next month. Those evil spirits that are doing like this in the dream till next month. So you're not going to meet one prophet. You're not saying, anytime I'm sleeping, I just dream that people are chasing with cutlass. Look, hear this other prophet, me. This is the word of God to you. Somebody say, word of God. Tomorrow, go. That car you bought, go and sell it. Pay everybody. Hear ye the word of the Lord. All those who pursue your dreams, they will go away. What is pursuing your dream is the Holy Spirit working with your conscience. That's what is pursuing your dream. There's no witch. Some people say that your mother is a witch. Yes, she's a witch. That's the kind of witch she is. A witch that has not eaten for 6 months while the son is riding a very expensive car. Send the woman money, she will leave the coven. It's true. You think I'm joking? There's no witch that will eat your food and won't leave the coven. If she does not want to leave the coven, Holy Spirit will push her out. If they tell you that your auntie is a witch, just say Pastor Banky has given me a method to de-witch her. Next time you go to the village, go to her house. Auntie, good afternoon. I brought you this material. This one is blue. I heard that Mother's Day, normally you guys like blue, so this is blue, it's for Mother's Day. And this yellow is for the Sunday after Mother's Day. Then the white one is for any occasion that you like. Oh, by the way, this phone is good for this village. The reception is very good. And this is 15,000 naira for a recharge card and to sew the lace. So Auntie, I'll see you next time. Next day, should they go cover? What do they do again? I'm out of the cover. So you know when Satan wants to entrap people, he'll say that it's those things they will carry to go and do witchcraft. No, God does not allow it. I'm not kidding about that. That's not supposed to be a joke. The last one I said now, it's not a joke. God does not allow it. You give somebody goods out of your heart, goods of love, of honor, to help the person. God does not allow any witch use it for sacrifice. Any witch that tries it dies for it. Mark my words, I'm not joking about that. People now say, don't give them anything. They'll use the juju. That is why they become stronger. You deprive them. They want to sleep. They are hungry. And they say, God, you know my nephew, Emeka, he's in Enugu. He has money and I'm not eating. God said, I agree with you. Another witch is pursuing. Yes, witch will pursue you. If God gives witch power, why won't he pursue you? If you are a witch and God gives you power, won't you pursue somebody? I tell Christians, you want to stop people from witching, be good to them. Go to your auntie. They say, auntie, they say you are the reason why I will never marry. Inside your heart. On the surface. Auntie, how are you doing? God will bless you and help you. How's your business? How's everything? Help her. Do everything. Next day, she will come up for COVID. But now, let me just say something quickly to you. Most of the time, nobody's in COVID. It's your iniquity that's afflicting you. Your wickedness. You are rich. You have money. You built a house here. Built one there. Your aunties, uncles, they are all suffering. They are in the village. They don't have food to eat. They can't pay their children's school fees. The fact that they didn't join any COVID. It's a spiritual principle. Go and read my book, How to Work for God and Grace to Prosper. I describe what I call the widows of your household. If you are disobeying the word of God, the divine precepts, you are opening yourself for what the Bible calls the just recompense of reward for iniquity. God didn't prosper you so that you can be changing houses and changing cars anyhow. When people who are attached to you, either because of relationship, natural relationship, or social relationship, they don't have food to eat, they don't have anything to take care of their own crucial needs. They tell your cousin, he has to do work in 6 months' time. So right now, he's doing manual labor to pay for the work. How will he pass? Why don't you just tell the boy? What? Because you want to pay for work? How much is the money? It doesn't mean you are rich. People think it's only rich people that do such things. No. People who do it are called responsible people. It's not because they are rich. It's because they are responsible. Listen, do these things and witches will leave you alone. And you know now, there are no real witches. As far as once you're a Christian, I hope you get my point. I hope you can interpret what I'm saying now in the context of the truth. Yeah, believer, no witch can pursue you. Even if you don't give them anything, they can't pursue you. I'm just trying to explain the fact that if you do what is right, your life becomes easier as a believer. Your life becomes easier. People say they are pursuing their dreams. They are owing everybody. Everybody that does business with you loses. You always gain. You are an evil person if you are like that. Once they do business with you, they lose. You gain. You are a wicked soul. And the soul that sinned shall have witches pursuing him at night. You get what I'm trying to say there. Back to the matter of fasting. That is what we do when we Christians fast. So when we are taking 3 weeks, back to it, to pray, we are using 3 weeks to cut off all these things in our system. We are using 3 weeks to cut off lying lips. If you are on our mailing list by this night or tomorrow latest, you should get the latest sermon I wrote on the habit of faith. How to make faith a habit. I gave a number of points. One of them is stop telling lies. That's one way by which you make faith a habit. Stop telling lies. That's how to make faith a habit. One of the ways. I give about 5 points in there. So in our prayer, what do we do? When we are praying? Because these are the things that hinder the spirit. 3 weeks after, the spirit has not yet arrived. Tells the man, look straight. One woman is good enough. You are a married man. Look straight. Let your eyes be single. That is what men do with fasting. Do you get my point? If you know that your eye is dangling there, you go and say, aye. Jesus said, I will cut you off. So which one wants to go first, you or you? So they say, no, go. We don't want to. We say, for that reason, from now on, straightforward. That, look, this is what we do. 3 weeks we are praying. We're not there saying, oh, my enemies, they won. The enemies on the left, in the name of Jesus, die. Day two, the enemies on the right, in the name of Jesus, scatter. Day three, enemies behind, in the name of Jesus, fall. People are hurting themselves with their behavior, their iniquity every day. They are blaming enemies outside. Listen, what do we do with our 3 weeks? It's Isaiah chapter 40. That's what we do with the 3 weeks. Quickly, let me read that one, then I close. Next time, what I really wanted to start teaching today, I said, let me just exhort us for a few minutes, and it went this way. You know, verse 3, it says, a voice is calling. Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. He says, then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. What does he mean? He was explaining here that if God wants to come into your life and manifest his glory, manifest his healing, manifest his deliverance, manifest his prosperity, manifest the good, the joy, the happiness he wants to give you in life, he said, this is what you do. You clear a way for him in the wilderness. How do you do it? Bring down the valley, bring down the mountain and elevate the valley. What was he saying? You cut what is rough, pour it in the valleys, and make the whole place smooth. What does that mean? The lifted areas are your prides. Are you getting my point? The things you trusted in that are not in accordance with the righteousness of God. Those are the lifted areas. The valleys are the things you easily fall into. Are you getting my point? Things that trip you. The sins that the Bible says easily beset. We cast all those things aside. At the end of the day, what we have for God is a smooth valley. How do we do it? That's the point I was making. That's what we do for 3 weeks. So when Daniel is praying, or when Daniel was praying, I believe this kind of thing was doing, he was confessing the sins. For example, the people entered into certain covenants with people. And these are people that God said they should not have dealings with. Daniel will confess that one and break the covenant, therefore, by his confession that Israel had made with a foreign God. That weakens that spirit. You understand my point? Then he'll go again next day. He's praying again. This answer hasn't come. There's something in his soul that says more needs to be done. Then he remembers that the kind of sins they have been committing, for years they have not yet brought their sacrifices to God. Then he confesses those sins. Then God says, okay, fine, we'll forget that one. Then after a while, when he's confessed all of these sins, God now looks. Listen, you must understand how God sees. God now looks at Israel and does not behold any iniquity. Do you get my point? That is the strength that Michael needs. Michael now comes forth and drives that funny demon that's disturbing the angel on assignment from carrying out its assignment. That's how it is. So when you're fasting for 40 days, you are checking your life. You're not checking your enemies. What am I doing? Listen, many things you think you are doing right now, you know they're actually wrong. And there's no way you will know unless you pray. What have I explained today? That's what our 1-3 weeks is for. Is to change ourselves until we can get a release from heaven into our souls. Listen, anything that God has promised you is yours already. And the thing is trying to come. It's like an angel trying to come. But all the things that are wrong in your life are forming themselves into a prince that's preventing the angel from coming in. That's what I've tried to explain today. And it's your duty and mine to work on ourselves until that angel breaks through, until Michael is released to free a way for him. It's your duty and mine. We fill our hearts with knowledge. Sometimes ignorance is a problem. There are Christians who still argue till tomorrow that prosperity is worldliness. It is not. Poverty is worldliness as much as prosperity is worldliness. I hope you understand that I'm saying. The proudest human being I've seen in this life is a house girl. Yeah. She was my auntie's house girl. When you raise shoulder like for you like this, you go look the girl, you go. She was one of the proudest creatures I ever saw. That was the day when the money makes you proud. I don't believe it. I've seen people who don't have anything. I've seen people who don't have anything. They won't wear a shirt that you have worn. Yes, that's pride. You don't know it's pride? They don't have anything. Let me not start another message. What am I going to say? If you don't believe what is right, God can't do those things for you. There are those who still think that sickness is God's way of disciplining them. I say, okay, fine. Then accept this discipline. Why are you proving to us you are stubborn? If it is discipline, then accept the discipline that it might go away. Don't make excuses for Satan. If you don't, listen, there are those who still think the reason why they can't move forward is because they don't know anybody. These are the things that hinder your angel from coming through. These are the things that constitute themselves into an evil spirit that blocks your progress. As the word is coming forth, it's knocking those things off. It's knocking those things off. You are elevating the valley. You are bringing down the hills. You are bringing down the mountain. That is what you are supposed to do in prayer. If it takes you 40 days, do it. Do you get my point? That is why I said at the beginning, a Christian cannot plot. For the first 5 days, we will not eat. For the next 7 days, we will not drink. For the last 8 days, we will not breathe. A Christian cannot do that. We take time aside. Like I said to you before, don't do what you can't continue. Don't start it. Because what if it takes the angel 1 year to come and Daniel not reach up? You know, say, man, don't die with that. But Daniel was wise. He said, I did not eat what? Any pleasant food. It's simple. I can live a whole lifetime like that. I hope you got my point. Listen, tell your neighbor, your breakthrough is on the way. I want to tell the person again, there is no enemy that can hinder it. Every hindrance is with you. So it is your responsibility to remove the hindrances. One more word for the person. Get about it. Start. Start. Rise to your feet quickly. Rise to your feet quickly. Rise to your feet quickly. All right, let's begin to declare. Let's begin to tell the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Say, Lord, thank you for the word. There's a scripture I want to read, which we use to pray, each individual. Please, you use this scripture to pray. It's from the book of Job, chapter 34. We've read it here many times before, but we shall read it again. From verse 31, it says, "For has anyone said to God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend anymore. That the things have been rough for me, for that reason I will stop doing what is wrong that I used to do." He said, "However, in trying to do this, I may not know what is wrong." So he said in verse 32, "Teach me what I do not see, so that if I have done iniquity, I will not do it again." Are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, everybody, if you have your Bible, you can open to it. But if not, let me read it for you again. Job said, this is how, Elihu said to Job, this is how men are supposed to pray. He said, "Teach me what I do not see, so that if I've been doing things wrongly, I will stop doing them wrongly. He said, if I have done iniquity, I will not do it again. The emphasis is on teach me what I do not see. Are you getting my point? Listen, in how I relate with my husband, with my wife, there's something I don't understand. In how I relate with my customers in my business, there's something I don't understand. In how I relate with authority in life, there is something I don't understand. In how I relate with, you know, everything that I'm doing, how I pray, how I talk, there is something I don't understand. And that thing which I don't understand is hindering me and making me suffer chastisement. Do you get my point? Therefore, the prayer is, Lord, teach me and show me that thing. Everybody, please begin to pray in your own words. In your own words. You are praying for yourself now. You are praying for yourself. Why I need you to say it for yourself is that, you know, I was talking, the Holy Spirit was speaking in that area. Yes. I wanted to get married last year. I'm a man and I'm here. Only in 2014, I had two broken relationships. Just 1 year. There is something you don't understand. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. So pray. Say, Lord, teach me. Teach me. I don't have a word for you. God says all you need to do is pray. Teach me. And as you are saying that, open your heart that I will bring you instructions. That's what the Lord is saying. Over the next few days, you will begin to hear instructions in what is right to do. I wanted to start my business. Twice, people disappointed me in 2014. We came to an agreement. Time to bring down money. They backed out. The Lord said, there is something I do not know. That is why I've suffered chastisement. My business has not done well. It's because there is something I do not know. That's what we do with prayer, Christians. That's what we do with prayer. That is our secret weapon. It helps us, you know, get into that which we do not know. Now begin to give the Lord thanks because he has answered. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you because you have answered me. Thank you because you have answered me. Everybody say this after me. Say, I fear the Lord.
I fear the Lord.
Say it again. I fear the Lord.
I fear the Lord.
And I love the Lord Jesus Christ.
I love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, he will teach me in the way I should choose. That's what David said. Say it again. Say, therefore, he will teach me in the way that I should choose. Say, my ears will hear instruction. And I will know what is right to do. Say, he has opened my ear to hear.
He has opened my ear to hear like a disciple.
And I boldly declare. Say it loud. I boldly declare.
I will not be disobedient.
Very important. Very important. Listen, if God, you see, when you pray prayers as Christians, get ready for something. Bishop Oyedepo said, every word from God either lifts you up or brings you down. I don't want it to bring you down. So let me talk about the lifting up. The lifting up is when you obey what that word says. As you have prayed this evening, hear the word of God. Answer to your prayer has come for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will begin to give you revelation and understanding concerning what you are supposed to do in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As that word comes forth, listen, receive the power to obey it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me remind you, you don't run to go and obey the word of God. You run to go and use it to pray. I keep on saying it. Take that word and use it to pray. Once you have understanding, he says, no, the way you talk to your wife or the way you talk to your husband is not good. Take it and wake up in the morning and say, I have a patient tongue, I talk kindly, I am nice. You speak those words until the words take you over. Then you obey the word and you will see the result of it in your life. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, just give the Lord thanks in your own words.